Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic is something that you can use if you're anything like me. If you're anything like me, a person who from time to time struggles with thoughts of doubt, struggles with thoughts of depression, even suicidal thoughts. And I am not a clinical psychologist. I do not hold any designations in this arena. I'm just a guy who throughout my life has struggled with some of those things. And I'm very transparent about that, and I'm upfront about that. I speak about those things in front of my audiences from time to time when it's appropriate. And I'm just an individual who has needed to come up with some strategies in my life in order to kind of pull myself out of those valleys from time to time. And the excerpt that you're going to hear in just a moment is from a recent speech that I delivered at a corporate conference. And it was a day-long training, about 4 hours of me speaking up there. And we got into the topic of using lists and using memory recall tools to put yourself in a different frame of mind. And I'm talking specifically about a time when I was in the United States military, and I make reference to a list that was on the back of my door as I went out into the big world out there that awaited me. I would read this list, and I would mentally picture all the victories that I had in my life. And that was the frame of mind that I was in, reminding myself that I was a good person, that I could do it, that I could achieve things in life if I set my mind to it, and that I wasn't a piece of garbage that was worth nothing. And every day, I would set myself and set my intention and set my thoughts and my energy on the positive victories in my life. And that's how I started every single day before I left my barracks. And so listen in to the excerpt from the speech about the list on the back of my door.
Another way that I use these lists in my life, and this might seem a little hokey or a little silly, but this is the door of my barracks in Hickam, Hawaii. And, I was a young airman, and I was just trying to make it in the world, and I was trying to, rise through the ranks, I was 26 years old when I enlisted in the United States military, and I was a little bit older airman when I got in. And every day I walked out my door, I needed to remind myself, because once again, sometimes I'm susceptible to some of those thoughts of depression and suicide and these things. And so I had a list on my door, and right over here, you'll see it right here. That's the list I'm talking about underneath the pink sheet right here. And that was a list I started at like elementary school, of all the things that I was proud of in my life. And I mean, I'm talking about when I got to be a school patrol captain at James Knoll Elementary in sixth grade. And then it was, my first solo at Zion Lutheran Church in Orrinville, Minnesota as a freshman, And I went all the way from as far back as I can remember, something that I was proud of. And then all the way up to, I was 28 years old or so, living in Hickam in Hawaii. And all the things that when I recalled those things in my mind, I was proud of that. Or that was a happy moment in my life. And every day, because I knew personally I had to combat the feelings of inadequacy. I knew that I had to combat those feelings of depression, right? And that I wasn't enough. And so I would read that list every day, before I walked out the door to go face the big bad world, right? And by the time I got done reading that list, and sometimes I wouldn't need to get to the end of the list. Sometimes I would, I'd stop at number 20 and I was feeling good. I can walk out the door, go tackle the world. Because I don't know, maybe you don't struggle with some of these things, but I certainly do. And sometimes I just need a little strategy that can help me face the world. You know what I'm saying? And so I've used these lists strategically throughout my life. I hope those things can help you.
And so, my friends, I hope that little strategy can help you. Like I said, I'm a person who struggles with those things from time to time, and I just use these little tactics and these little strategies to be able to put myself in a positive frame of mind and make sure that I go out into the day with as much positive energy and feeling as I possibly can so that I can go out and tackle the world, tackle the goals and dreams and visions that I have for my life and myself. So I hope that helps you, my friends. This has been Mark's Motivational Minute. Today we were talking about lists that can put you in the right frame of mind. Have yourself a fantastic day.